And Saul was yet the more afraid of David, and Saul became David's enemy continually. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him, and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, If thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, Let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies. And the king sat upon his seat as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall. And Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, Wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to meat, neither yesterday nor today? And David's men said unto him, Behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. So David's young men turned their way and went again, and came and told him all those sayings. But Saul had given Michal his daughter, David's wife, to Paltai the son of Laish, which was of Galim. And Saul knew David's voice, and said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, It is my voice, my lord, O king. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. And Joab returned from following Abner. And when he had gathered all the people together, there lacked of David's servants 19 men and Asahel, and the sixth Ithream by Eglah, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. And David said on that day, Whosoever getteth up to the gutter, and smiteth the Jebusites, and the lame, and the blind, that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house. And he smote Moab, and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with two lines measured he to put to death, and with one full line to keep alive. And so the Moabites became David's servants, and brought gifts. And he put garrisons in Edom, throughout all Edom put he garrisons, and all they of Edom became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over both the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and David's sons were chief rulers. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanan the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness unto me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. Wherefore Hanan took David's servants, and shaved off the one half of their beards, and cut off their garments in the middle even to their buttocks, and sent them away. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he took their king's crown from off his head, the weight whereof was a talent of gold with the precious stones, and it was set on David's head. And he brought forth the spoil of the city in great abundance. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons, for Amnon only is dead. For by the appointment of Absalom this hath been determined, from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, was come unto Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king, God save the king. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king, and said unto the king, Why have our brethren the men of Judah stolen thee away, and have brought the king and his household and all David's men with him over Jordan? And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites, and the Pelethites, went down and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake, did the Lord his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem, to set up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem. And to the captains over hundreds did the priests give King David's spears and shields that were in the temple of the Lord. I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And he smote Moab. And the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts. David put garrisons in Syria Damascus. And the Syrians became David's servants and brought gifts. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. So David reigned over all of its servants and saved them, and cut off their garments in the midst hard by their buttocks, and sent them away. Then there went certain and a king from off his head, and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there were precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head. And he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that Jonathan the son of Shimeah, David's brother, slew him. These were born unto the... And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, And over the flocks was Jazez the Hagirite. All these were the rulers of the substance which was King David's. Also Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hakmonai, was with the king's sons. Moreover, Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. David's Psalm of Praise. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name for ever and ever. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then shalt thou say unto them, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. And he said unto them, How say they that Christ is David's son?